You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
God, we already talked about the Yankees. Let's talk about the Mets. They are going over to San Francisco to play a series against the Giants. They just got swept by the San Diego Padres at home. And the Padres looking good. Mets looking arguably like the best team in Major League Baseball. But losing Scherzer for a while. Still no DeGrom. Can this pitching hold up? Taijuan Walker threw a gem the other day. They got Peterson on the mound on Monday, and he's done some great job spot starting, not to mention McGill's been a great starter this year. Is their luck on the mound eventually or finally about to run out?
Well, obviously, Scherzer's absence is huge. With DeGrom out as well, we're talking about probably around the All-Star game for both pitchers, so I was going to say if they could tread water, stay where they are until then, that'd be in fantastic shape. But they keep winning. McGill should be back fairly soon. Obviously, Walker's been good. Carrasco's been good. You got Peterson. They thought that was a question, or at least we did, and their depth has been very, very good. Buck's done a great job. They've erased a lot of big deficits, certainly that one against the Phillies. Was huge. They did it to St. Louis too. So, they look like a charmed team right now, other than the injuries to their two best players. And to be able to carry through without your two best players, that's pretty good. Of course, it does help to have $290 million to spend. That is a plus.
That is lovely. And also, I got to point out the other elephant in the room. It's helping them that the rest of the NL East is really underachieving. The Braves haven't done anything yet. The Phillies offensively should be a juggernaut, but defensively, that might be the worst defense I've ever seen on any professional field ever.
Well, losing Harper does not help that defense. He's one of their probably two or three average to above average defenders. They're a team with some great strengths and some great weaknesses. And like usual, it looks like they're heading toward 500. Now they're a little below 500. Got an error from Muncy last night as we talked to get the win that they needed. But, with that starting pitching, with that lineup, they should be better than they are. I thought with the depth of the National League, they might struggle to make the playoffs, but I certainly expect them to be better than this. And the Braves, too, they're probably suffering that World Series hangover that a lot of teams suffer. Or, they were like this last year. They were below 500, around 500, more than halfway through the year. I still believe in them. At Philly, I've got some questions. You've got the bullpen issues, clearly still, and you've got the defense, as you pointed out. Two big issues, and that may be too many.
Yeah, not to mention that other teams in that division that I actually like. I keep looking at the Marlins, thinking them as a what could have been. I know they didn't go out and sign too many guys, but I know Nick Cassianos wanted to be in Miami. That team's got an incredible pitching staff. I don't know if Cassianos would have been the difference maker, but this team is currently sitting in the third place slot. I can't imagine that this team couldn't do a little bit better, especially with that staff that they have over there in this somewhat down NL East at the moment.
For the Marlins, they went out. For them, it was spending. They didn't want to sign a $100 million guy in Castellanos, but they signed $50 million for Avi Sale Garcia, and they spent $36 million for Soler. They picked up a couple of relievers from the Orioles. I liked what they did. They looked really good in spring training. I think maybe they have more in them. Their pitching is excellent. Pablo Lopez has been one of the best in the league, along with Alcantara. So, I think they're again, underachieving. I think it's other than the Mets, it's a division of underachievers right now. I think the Marlins are probably better than their record has shown. And same with the Phillies, same with the Braves. It's been a Mets year so far.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Mm-hmm. Now let's take a look at the best division in baseball. And yes, I'm talking about the NL West. Man, oh man, there is not a bad team in sight. I mean, as we're currently sitting here, the Diamondbacks are, what, two games under 500? They are in last place with 19 wins. I mean, right now, you put the Diamondbacks in any other division in the NL, and they're in second place. That's how good the Diamondbacks are. Hell, that's how good the NL West is. The Dodgers sitting on top of it with 25 wins. They're a game and a half above the Padres, who have been doing it without Fernando Tatis Jr. Manny Machado right now is looking like an MVP. I told people to jump all over him on the futures market a month ago, and man, has Manny Machado made me look like a genius. Thank you, Manny. I mean, I know I'm an ex-Padre, so it seems as though I'm just rooting for my former employer, but really, I love this team. I really do. I think they play with fire. Bob Melvin has been a difference maker in San Diego. This team's a playoff team, and I can't think of a team that's much more exciting to watch than them, other than maybe the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, Padres have been great. Yeah, obviously, Tony and I like them as well. I'm a little surprised they swept this Giants. Good for them. They're rolling right along. Musgrove's been fantastic. They have a very good starting rotation, deeper than anybody else. You know, teams are always calling them about pitchers. They had enough starters to get by. Then they went out and got Manaea. So, you know, they weren't the obvious team to get Manaea. But, you know, obviously A.J. Preller, very aggressive. And it is working. And the difference in the manager, I mean, some people say the manager makes no difference. I mean, we knew that they really underachieved. It was like an all-time underachievement last year. And bringing in Bob Melvin was huge. It's turned a lot of guys around, particularly Hosmer, as he pointed out. Offensively, they're getting your guy Machado. I mean, he's, at this point, there's no competition. He's clearly the MVP. Machado and Hosmer are doing the bulk of the work offensively, but it's enough. In this down year offensively, you know, their pitching is outstanding. You only need two or three guys to carry you. I mean, the Yankees are doing the same thing in the other league with Judge, Stanton, Rizzo, maybe. You know, they got three guys, so that's why their record's even better. But right now, Hosmer and Machado are carrying them. Once they got Tatis back, I mean, they are a World Series threat. I don't think there's any question about that.
Yeah, they've just been so much fun to watch, specifically Manny Machado. And like you mentioned, Eric Hosmer off to a hot start, looking great. There is one thing I'm pumping the brakes on Hosmer. I'm not ready to say that Hosmer's turned it around yet, and here's the reason. Hosmer did the exact same thing at the start of last year as well. so much so that Tony and I were talking about what changes did Hosmer make? He's off to a great start. And then it just reverted right back to the Hosmer of old. And I'm hoping what he's doing right now, he continues, because this team is so much better with hitting Eric Hosmer. That's for sure. Any concerns with Mike Clevinger going back on the IL? Because today they got Nick Martinez on the mound taking over for Clevinger. I mean, you know, injuries have been something that has hurt this team in the past. Last year, the pitching staff got obliterated by the injury bug. Are we starting to see it happen now, Clevinger being the first fly to go down?
Yeah, I mean, they've certainly had some injuries. And they're that one team, like I said, that's got that depth in the rotation that can absorb these injuries. Obviously, Clevinger does hurt, and certainly they gave up quite a bit for him. Cleveland getting Quantrill and Naylor and some young kids, that was quite a good trade for the Indians. You know, obviously Clevinger would make a big difference, him healthy, you know, but they're one team that can take it. You know, they've got right now, they've got Dilson Lamet in the minor leagues. You know, I obviously wasn't pitching like he did as a Cy Young contender a few years ago, but, they've got the depth. I'm maintaining my faith in the Padres. I picked them into the playoffs, and which was a tough call because Giants are a good team. They won 107 games last year. The Phillies getting Castellanos and Schwarber, they should be better. They're not. I'm starting to worry Joe Girardi is going to be back working with me at MLB Network the way they're going. But I do like the Padres. I love their depth, and I think that's what's going to carry them.
I like it. I like it. Hey, you mentioned those Giants, 107 wins last year. Is this team capable of that again? And it's not that they're not a good team or a potential playoff team, but 107 wins is a lot of wins. And this is a team that started without, you know, Evan Longoria. They lost Buster Posey from now on. You know, other people stepping up, playing great baseball. Jock Peterson went off to a good start of the year, but I just don't feel like this is the same team that we had last year. Can they still be a playoff team? They just got swept by the Padres at home. Now they got the Mets coming in. Not an easy task, even at home. Are we starting to worry about the Giants a little bit?
I would say a little bit. I mean, 107 wins. There are many 107-win teams, so I wouldn't count. The only team that really, to me, looks like on paper 107-win team is probably the Dodgers. I don't really think anybody else is going to come close to 107 wins, but their team isn't. I thought they had a really good winter, considering, you know, Posey retired, Gausman was moving on, so they lost their best hitter, their best pitcher. I thought they did really well with what they did do, but you know, they had so much magic last year. I think, you know, it's tough to come back after that and try to do that again. You know, you've got Belts, had some injuries. They've had some injuries, but, you know, 107, it takes a lot to be 107. I do think they can be a playoff team, even though I didn't pick them just because NL is tough. I think at 5, 6, 7, 8, NL is stronger than the American League wins the All-Star game every year. And they signed all the big shortstops. Yet it feels to me like the National League is the deeper league.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.